Again, learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
What in the world is going on? Stay tuned to FirstAmendmentRadio.com to find out first, and on satellite at Galaxy 13, Channel 16, Audio 7.70.
Of the Discount Gold and Silver Trading Hour, DGST, and Melody Cederstrom. I'm Chris Gerner doing the broadcast. Melody supports it and sponsors it. It's your responsibility to support it. We're waiting for it to come up on WWCR.
It's still not up, Chris.
My little monitor lady over there is getting upset. She feels ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching with the airtime going down the toilet.
They're playing a repeat.
They're playing a repeat? Oh, man. Well, call on the other line and let me do some stuff.
Yes, I will. Hold on.
And certainly there's plenty to do with what we have listening because I know...
We're live now.
We're live now. Okay, very, very good. And certainly yesterday was...
There's a delay.
Yesterday was Memorial Day and...
What's going on?
Nothing.
Is everything good?
We're on WWCR, so everything works out okay, right, Melody?
I believe we're on, yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Thank you. Anyway, yeah, here we are celebrating Memorial Day and President Salute Sacrifice, and we're sacrificing to get the information out to you in the truth mannerism. Just crazy how things are going, Melody.
Yes, it is. It's very crazy. And it's always crazy getting these programs off to a good start. I'll say that for sure.
Uh-huh.
But I want to thank the listeners for tuning in. And it's great to be back here after the Memorial Day. And if I find my glasses, I will be able to read the closing prices on gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. However, they don't seem to be at my... So I'll just have to squint. Gold was down $3 today at $416.80. Silver was up strong today, up 16 cents at $7.45. Platinum was down $4 at $889.69. And palladium was down $3 at $195. And gee, Chris, today it seems like Monday, even though it's Tuesday.
Not to me.
Not to you, huh?
No.
But we got some great prices here. We had a tremendous move in silver today. It's real exciting. Perhaps this is silver breaking away from the gold precious metals movement, and maybe it's taken some legs of its own. Maybe it's growing some legs of its own. We've had a very busy day today in the silver market. Lots of buyers. We had a lot of buyers who bought earlier this morning and made quite a profit on their purchase from this morning. So we have the best prices here at Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'll say we have the lowest. I will match or beat any competitor out there as long as it is a legitimate price. I will not sell below any type of wholesale prices. It's the only way we can stay on the air and continue businesses by making a profit. So, but I will match or beat any legitimate price out there. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Chris?
Any more?
Nope, that's all I have for this evening.
Oh.
Hey, it's tough when you miss,
Come on.
When you miss your eyeglasses, it's difficult to read.
I guess so.
But, no, we got some great prices. We had this great correction with the EU constitution problem over there. I suspect they'll eventually get it fixed. But, however, the problems here in the United States are still the same. We still have an administration who continues to spend money. We have a Federal Reserve that keeps pumping out the money to support that spending. We still have the outsourcing, and it's just totally amazing. Here you have two huge firms, GM and Ford, where their status has been rated as junk, and the impact is incredible that they will have if they file bankruptcy, but yet it's always business as usual in Wall Street, that everything is always going to go higher, that the economy is strong, but all you have to do is start adding one and one together, and you'll see that the economy is not strong. We have an unemployment number coming out at the end of the week. That's all they'll be talking about this week. So most likely it'll probably be another fictitious number just to keep the market strong. They're on a roll with a stronger dollar. But nothing has changed. Everything is the same.
Propaganda.
Absolutely. It's all propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fall into the trap and make sure that you continue to add gold and silver to your portfolio. I did an extensive article on Friday's program about palladium, how that is not where you want to be at this point in time. If you have tons of funds and you want to speculate, okay, but do not build your base of precious metals on palladium. You need to have gold as your base, as your foundation, and then you add on to that. And we have terrific prices here at Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188.
DGST.
Yes. And with that, I'm going to let you go ahead and take over.
Thank you, Mel.
All righty. Thank you, Chris.
Bye-bye.
Good night now.
800-375-4188. That's the number. 800-375-4188. Support Melody Cedarstrom. And I will continue to be on this network, or these networks, doing the best that I can to wake up our country. There's no agenda here but to wake us up and see the light. It's a propaganda machine in place, people. It's a propaganda machine being manipulated today, every day, all the time. And now I'm experiencing thunderstorms, which might be detrimental to doing a broadcast. But we'll see how that goes. Here we see on the front page of yesterday's paper. No, actually, it's today's paper. The Oklahoman. And certainly Memorial Day, they're never forgotten, never. President salutes sacrifice. President Bush vowed that the nation will honor its dead by striving for peace and democracy. He evoked the memories of troops who have died, reading excerpts from their letters. Well, there's the biggest piece of propaganda of all time that we take for granted. President Bush vowed that the nation will honor its dead by striving for peace and democracy, let alone the Congressional Medal of Honor being the upside-down five-pointed star Lucifer symbol. according to Lindsay Williams in his book Syndrome of Control, Democracy, is probably the most vile form of government in existence today, as it functions 100% on fraud and deceit. A democracy holds itself out to be a benevolent provider of wealth, when in fact it robs everyone of vast amounts of wealth to perpetuate its unconstitutional activity. It is a society of debt accumulation, and necessarily so, as the government politicians will respond swiftly to special interest demands for handouts from the Treasury. A democracy is nothing more than a transfer agent of wealth. The democracy collects 100% of the taxes they claim they are collecting for the poor and needy. They then retain 70% to cover their costs of making the transfer and send 30% to the poor and needy to justify the taxation in the first place. It stands to reason that if we took care of ourselves, we would have 100% instead of 30% of the tax revenues to take care of the poor and needy. Now, which will do a better job? Many people think that the legitimate functions of government are paid out of income tax. Nothing can be further from the truth. The government collects over 60% of its taxes from excise taxes that are for legitimate government expenditures, such as national defense. A legitimate, honest, constitutional government would not need half of the excise taxes they collect. The Constitution prohibits standing armies in times of peace. To get around this restriction, the government uses Executive Order 11490 to declare an ongoing national emergency. You must remember that to be a tax protester is as American as apple pie. Our founding fathers were the greatest tax protesters of all times. Also remember, a democracy is a very irresponsible society. It relies on insurance companies to pay for accident and death losses. It relies on government entitlements to cover expenses that one does not or is not able to pay. A democracy controls just about every segment of a person's life, whereby all property is owned by the commune in common, and all usages of the property are regulated by commune members. A democracy operates by force. If you do not perform as you are told by certain government employees, they have the power to threaten, intimidate, and harass you and seize your property from you that you thought was yours. They may also file criminal charges against you for noncompliance in one of government's regulations. It's pretty sad, people. The use of fear, threats, and intimidation by the government are absolutely necessary. After all, who in their right mind would voluntarily pay so much for so little benefits from government? And that is the crux of the situation. Once again, President Salute Sacrifice, right on today's paper, he vowed that the nation will honor its dead by striving for peace and democracy. Striving for peace and democracy. Keep in mind, listeners, a democracy creates within the society the inclination that lying, cheating, and stealing are acceptable practices that everyone does, like on your annual tax return that you sign under the penalty of perjury. A democracy does not practice same crime, same punishment. It also sometimes punishes people totally and differently for the exact same offense, simply because one may beg for forgiveness from the judge of the court. We have witnessed beggars getting off with probation, while non-beggars would receive minimum jail sentences. There really is no justice, it's only just us. So there is much propaganda in the papers today. A democracy believes that it is endowed with the power to control all things. For example, our democratic government has funded over $15 million deaths of unborn babies to date. This is dated 1986, listeners. This is the same government that will jail and fine you if you disturb an unhatched bald eagle's egg. It is characteristic of a democracy to provide immunity from prosecution for its government employees who are serving the objectives of the democracy. There's practically no criminal act these employees could not get by with, committing and having the full support of the judicial branch of government. as long as they are serving the goals of democracy. Characteristic of a democracy is that everyone gives according to his or her ability and receives according to his and her need. This is the definition of communism, listeners. Once again, this is the definition of communism. The heavy progressive income tax is just one of the taxes being used to accomplish this goal. By the way, heavy progressive income tax is the second plank of the Communist Manifesto. Democracy is the code word for communism. According to Lindsay Williams, written in the book of Syndrome of Control in 1986. We have many people that have sacrificed for the UN system. World War I, many soldiers sacrificed for the UN system, which was called the League of Nations. World War II, many people sacrificed themselves for the United Nations, formed on January 1st, 1942. Anybody have a problem with that? Feel free to call 559-781-3773. 559-781-3773. Much going on, people. Much happening in the world of the United Nations. Dennis Hodges from Missouri has done tremendous work on the website. I just marvel when I come to my website, and that is the way to do it. Have other people do it. Do their best, and certainly I have two, Dennis and Darren, doing superlative jobs. And Darren certainly has three websites to take care of, sweetliberty.org, darrenweeks.net, and americanexpose.com. So we're all trying to do the right thing in exposing the direction of democracy. Dated May 25th of this year from Suwon City, Korea. Afghanistan, Indonesia, and economically vibrant China joined 10 other Asia and Pacific countries at a local government development institute, that's L-O-G-O-D-I, Logodi. It's a meeting in Suwon City this week to devise ways of localizing the Millennium Development Goals. This is implementation of Agenda 21, listeners. In a statement read on her behalf, Mrs. Anna Tabiksha, Executive Director of UN Habitat, urged participants to make a personal commitment to ensure realization of the MDGs at the local level. Keep in mind, the MDG stands for Millennium Development Goals. The president of Logodi, which once again is Local Government Development Institute, Mr. Lee Kwan Sang, said non-governmental organizations, NGOs, were playing a more important role in Korea, especially on the environment, an area where local governments are increasingly recognizing the need to develop stronger partnerships with civil society for long-term environmental strategies through participatory planning. Participants included members of Logotri, a network of Asian local government training organizations established by UNESCAP, UNESCAP, the chair of Logotri, Kim Heng Ray, who is currently president of the Korean Research Institute for Local Administration, said, quote, thanks to widening and deepening political reforms, economic liberalization, and the growing influence of civil society, increasing numbers of Asian countries are striving towards economic recovery and growth, sustainable development, and decentralized approaches to local government, end quote. That is a statement reeking of Agenda 21. Reeking. Absolutely incredible stuff. Coming from UN Habitat on our website, AmericanExpose.com. In the meantime, in America, what do I see here dated April 25th last month? According to the Associated Press, the Press of Associations, the controlled media. Oh boy, listeners, are you ready for this? Oh, my goodness, people. Growing at a rate of about 900 inmates each week between mid-2003 and mid-2004, the nation's prisons and jails held 2.1 million people, or one in every 138 U.S. residents, and government reported Sunday. By last June 30th, there were 48,000 more inmates, or 2.3% more, than the year before, according to the latest figures from the Bureau of Justice Statistics. The local inmate population has hovered around 2 million for the past few years, reaching 2.1 million in June 2002, and just below the mark a year later. The title of this article, listeners, in the Oklahoman, dated April 25th, 2005, prison populations swell across the nation. It says, while the crime rate has fallen over the past decade, the number of people in prison and jail are outpacing the number of inmates released, study reports co-author Paige Harrison. For example, the number of admissions to federal prisons in 2004 exceeded releases by more than 8,000, the study found. Well, I know what they can do. They can release one person from prison, Mark Kornke. I would say he deserves to be released from prison. He'll probably never come out of prison. Harrison said the increase can be attributed largely to get-tough policies enacted in the 1980s and 1990s. Among them are mandatory drug sentences, three strikes and you're out laws for repeat offenders, and truth in sentencing laws that restrict early releases. Quote, as a whole, most of these policies remain in place, end quote. And listeners, in the meantime, we're living with this. We're living with growing prison populations, loss of jobs, loss of income, people having to resort to other directions to support themselves and their families. Not a pleasant outlook for the future of our country. But it's a democracy. Right on the front page, the democracy. Just amazing, people. Here we see President Bush lays a wreath on the tomb of the unknown soldier to mark Memorial Day at Arlington National Cemetery. Vietnam veteran Danny Boyles from Nuwala salutes the American flag at the Oklahoma War Memorial before taking his turn to read a section of the names of Oklahomans who died in war. Absolutely amazing. What are the wars for? One world dictatorship, one world government under the guise of democracy. Democracy is the code word for communism. Speaking of communism, we're going to have Hanza Molina back on tomorrow night at this time slot. Hanza Molina, a former Czechoslovakian citizen, is a Czechoslovakian defector 15 years ago. Hanza Molina knows what he says, knows from people that he knows what's going to happen next in his concern, in his dissertation of things. We will have him on tomorrow. I'm thinking of having him on a regular basis because he's so eager to get the truth out in his eyes. So, very, very understanding of him wanting to come on, so I want to give him that airtime. I think it's very, very, very important. From Wildlife Habitat Council, on the website, AmericanExpose.com. Earth Day, which began in 1970, is now celebrated by millions of people worldwide. Hundreds of projects took place this year around the country and globe, in communities large and small, in classrooms, habitat areas, parks, and in backyards. The Wildlife Habitat Council, the WHC, they say every voice counts, every action matters. Earth Day is based on the simple philosophy that ordinary people acting together can achieve extraordinary things. And you can get your official Habitat or Wildlife Habitat Council bracelet and show your support. Oh yeah, you can purchase a green bracelet imprinted with the phrase, "Show me the habitat," for only $2. Keep in mind, on November 14th through the 15th, 2005, Beyond Borders Reconciling Wildlife Needs and Human Activity. That'll be November 14th through the 15th. May 17th through the 18th, which just passed, Restoring Greenpeace, actually Restoring Green Space, ecological reuse of contaminated properties in EPA Region Number 6, May 17th through the 18th, 2005. We missed it. Lot going on with that. In the meantime, as I covered briefly on the early show at 3 to 4 p.m. Central Time on WBCQ 7.415, from Parade Magazine, May 22nd, "Can They Be Stopped?" is what they say, by Earl Swift. "More than 7,000 invasive plants, animals, and insects have reached our shores. These intruders are creating havoc in our waterways, forests, cities, and backyards." It starts out by stating, "One day long ago, workers in Detroit opened a shipment of goods from the Far East and in the process unleashed a monster. No one can say who the workers were, what they unloaded, or what year the event occurred. Beyond that, it was probably in the 1990s. But it seems that stowed away inside the wooden pallets or crates that protected the cargo were the larvae of half-inch-long iridescent beetles so foreign to the West that it had no English name. It has one now. By 2002, the emerald ash borer had multiplied from a few grubs into an army. It had killed millions of ash trees in southeastern Michigan, infested lagoons more, and jumped into neighboring states. Up to 15 million trees may now be dead or doomed. So vast is the insect spread that officials fear that ash, valued in furniture, flooring, and baseball bats, as well as for its shade, might go the way of the tree it has often been planted to replace, the American elm. Another foreign invader, Dutch elm disease, all but erased that tree in the mid-20th century. Now here's the clincher, listeners. Very, very interesting. Welcome to the downside of global trade. There you go. Welcome to the downside of global trade. Along with cheap goods from China, linens from Europe, and seafood from South Africa, a host of unwanted plants, animals, insects, and microbes have been penetrating our borders. Some, like the ash borer, stow away in packing materials. Others hitchhike in ballast water, on boots, or aboard boats and aircraft. Invasive species are nothing new. In 1855, a steamship out of the West Indies docked in Norfolk, Virginia, when the mosquitoes in its cisterns began to bite and yellow fever broke out, and the city quickly emptied. A third of the remaining population died. The gypsy moth arrived in 1869, imported by a French scientist who hoped to crossbreed the insect with silkworms. Instead, America got a pest that denudes millions of trees a year. Today, 7,000 invasive species are already here, out competing or eating other native cousins, killing crops and forests, upsetting nature's delicate balance. They're blamed for 4 in 10 endangered species listings, and their economic toll is staggering $137 billion a year, estimates one study. Little wonder that the General Accounting Office has labeled invasive species, quote, one of the most serious yet least appreciated environmental threats of the 21st century, end quote. Isn't that amazing? How can this be? How could we be so accepting of this? And since we've had invasive species for so long, why are we so concerned about it now? These are all thoughts and concerns that we should all have, listeners. And this is the problem. The Hegelian dialectic working its way, just like democracy, being the code word for communism. Fact to continue momentarily. Thank you.
Years ahead of the dominant media, find out first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com, on satellite, Galaxy 13, Channel 16, Audio 7.70.
Record budget deficits, bankruptcies galore, and the U.S. dollar is at an all-time low. With today's gloomy economic outlook, safe investments are often hard to find. For over a decade, Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Trading Company has been helping people secure their future by investing in the precious metals. Melody has the honesty, integrity, and experience that is often lacking in the precious metals business. Let her put it to work for you. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
Now listen to me. The Bible says, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. I want you to know that a corporation is Caesar.
Government takeover of the church. This DVD is the most powerful tool we have for waking up those asleep in the pews. The scripture calls for his people to come out of her. The corporate church is the apostate church, the whore that rides the beast. Get this DVD for a donation of $25 from FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Make copies and give them away to your corporate church friends and loved ones. The truth will make them free. They will watch the DVD, Government Takeover of the Church. Order online today at FirstAmendmentRadio.com or call 559-781-3773. Who will tell them if not you?
If you'd like to get a copy of this program, there are a few ways that we can help you. You may subscribe at FirstAmendmentRadio.com for only $45 a month, and you'll receive an MP3 CD weekly of all of our programs. As a bonus, we'll send you a password for our audio archives online. That's a $15 value. Or you may request any month of any program on one MP3 CD for a minimum donation of only $25, or any single program on tape, MP3 CD, or CD for only $15. You may do all of this online at FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Just follow the instructions to make a donation or subscribe. You may also adopt an hour of your favorite program. Please don't forget that most of the programs on FirstAmendmentRadio.com are listener-supported. Don't do Internet? Then call 559-781-3773 and we'll be honored to help you. Thank you from all of us here at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
In this day of economic uncertainty and soaring unemployment, safe investments are often hard to find. But investing in the precious metals is the safest investment of all, because gold and silver is real money. Government printed currency is not. Call Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Trading Company at 1-800-375-4188. Melody has been helping people secure their financial future for over 10 years. While others in the business claim honesty, Melody will deliver. Give her a call. 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
You're listening to FirstAmendmentRadio.com, Galaxy 13, Channel 16, Audio 7.70, and worldwide on the Internet at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
The Discount Gold and Silver Trading Hour, DGST. That's the Discount Gold and Silver Trading Hour that Melody Cederstrom sponsors for me on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at this time slot, 7 p.m. Central Time on First Amendment Radio and WWCR. Tomorrow it will move to 9.985 on WWCR, 9.985 tomorrow. That's 9.985, the frequency starting tomorrow, apparently, on WWCR. So, listeners, invasive species, can they be stopped? And it's the downside of global trade, downside of the UN system, is the way to digest it. And they say, what can you do? Don't transport firewood. If you take firewood with you when camping, you don't know what you're taking with it, explains entomologist Deborah McCullough. Use the wood near your campsite. Clean your vehicle, mountain bike, tent, and hiking boots immediately after each use. Scrub the hull and decks of your boat, free of dirt, plants, and organic fragments. The same goes for surfboards, kayaks, canoes, and other watercraft. Never dump the contents of an aquarium, water, plants, or pets into wetlands, waterways, or storm drains. Use the toilet or sink, or a spot in the yard far from open water. Don't dump unused bait into the water. Some baits are invasive species, says Carroll's Cornell University's David Pimentel. Even crayfish introduced through their use as bait have been a problem. Empty stray water from your canoe, dive gear, or other outdoor equipment before heading for home. Wash and brush dogs from trips to the water or woods. Plenty of variety of trees and shrubs in your yard. Quote, the more diversity you have, the less likely you are to sustain a devastating loss, end quote, says McCullough. Don't swap plants via the web or buy them overseas. Ah, yes. Have you ever heard of WIP, the Wildlife Habitat Incentives Program? WIP. As a voluntary program for people who want to develop and improve wildlife habitat, primarily on private land, through WIP, USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service provides both technical assistance and up to 75% cost share assistance to establish and improve fish and wildlife habitat. WIP agreements between the Natural Resources and Conservation Service, that's NRCS, the Natural Resources Conservation Service, and they're from the Department of Agriculture. And once again, WIP agreements between NRCS and the participant generally last from 5 to 10 years from the date an agreement it is signed. And there's much information on the website regarding the Natural Resources Conservation Service and the Wildlife Habitat Incentives Program, WIP. So you're encouraged to go there and research this. As things are being engineered for us, at us, and on us. And I'm sorry to say, listeners, but we're enveloped into a Hegelian dialectic on every front. On every front. And I'm so sorry that so few people understand even what democracy means at this late date. I'm extremely sorry that this is the way it is. And unfortunately, people will get the picture someday, but it may be too late. That is the sad commentary to have after all that's been going on. The military, they are the global cop for the UN system. The Secretary of the Treasury is the U.S. Governor of the IMF. When did all this start? Well, I'll tell you what. Give me a minute or a few seconds and let me find that information and I'll document the executive order that brought it all into place. Connect dots to what's going on. Executive order number 11552. That's executive order number 11552. providing for details and transfer of federal employees to international organizations. By virtue of the authority vested in me, by Section 301 of Title 31 and Section 3584, Title 5, the United States Code, and as President of the United States, it is ordered as follows. Section 1, Leadership and Coordination. The Secretary of State, this was Henry Kissinger back then, shall provide leadership and coordination for the effort of the federal government to increase and improve its participation in economic organization and in international organizations through transfers and details of well-qualified federal employees, and shall develop policies, procedures, and programs consistent with its order to advise and encourage such participation. Section 2 is titled Federal Agency Cooperation. Each agency is the executive branch of the federal government, shall, to the maximum extent feasible and with due regard to its manpower requirements, assist and encourage details and transfers of employees to international organizations by observing the following policies and procedures. And certainly it's kind of in your face. One, vacancies in international organizations shall be brought to the notice of well-qualified agency employees whose abilities and levels of responsibility in the federal service are commensurate with those required to fill such vacancies. This is once again Executive Order 11552, dated August 26, 1970, providing for details and transfers of federal employees to international organizations. Listeners, we are the UN system. That's what I've been saying all along. Signed by Richard Nixon on August 24th, 1970. There's more to this. I don't think I need to go any further. Subject to prior approval of this agency, or of his agency, no leave shall be charged as employee who is absent for a maximum of 3 days. There's no need to go into this detail, but this is where it started, providing for details and transfers of federal employees to international organizations. Executive Order Number 11552, August 26, 1970, signed by Richard Milhouse Nixon. In the meantime, for the enforcement of democracy, and I've seen this in Popular Science way, way back a few years ago, but we have it on our website, thesecretweapon.com. The perfect infantry weapon is here. The OICW is the next generation weapon, and I'm sure it's been perfected now. The ammo actually has a computer on board. That's right. The ammo actually has a computer on board. You thought smart bombs were cool? Well, this gun takes smart weapons to the next level. Imagine being in a sniper fight with your enemy. Both your enemy and you are hiding behind heavy bulletproof shelters, but you have the advantage. You have a OICW. Your weapon has a built-in rangefinder. Now that you know the distance between you and your enemy, for example, 720 feet away, you don't need to directly hit him if he is hiding behind something. You point your gun over his position and or behind him. The gun actually programs the ammo to explode at 725 feet, which will blast shrapnel all over. With the OICW, line of sight is no longer a rule for sniper fights. They have smart ammo for this new weapon, hand-carried weapon, the ammo that knows when to explode and become shrapnel. You don't have a clear shot switching to the 20-millimeter explosive round. Each round of smart ammo has an onboard computer and costs about $25. The OICW holds a clip of 6 by 20 millimeter smart ammo. And once again, as I told you before, it was first conceived in the early 1990s. The first prototype capability of firing was in 1997. The maker estimates they will be fully tested and developed and deployed by 2006. It's in the website, AmericanExpose.com. So proud of the people that do it, Darren and Dennis. Just fabulous information. just wonderful to have them here doing the website, especially Dennis and what he's doing. He's a busy man. We do this for our country. We don't do it for anyone else. We don't have selfish ideals. We do it for our country because mankind, I'm sick and tired of mankind being sacrificed, the human race being sacrificed, the manipulation of populations. It's all very, very important to consider how we've been pitted against each other for decades to fight among each other. Remember the bumper sticker from the 1960s? What if they gave a war and nobody came? That bumper sticker needs to be revised. What if they gave a war and nobody came? A new edition on the website on today's date. Chinamilitary.org. The Aviation of the People's Liberation Army. It's all here. Wow. This is all fabulous information. You want to learn about the military of China? Go to the website AmericanExpose.com. You'll see it all. It's just absolutely amazing. Just amazing how this is going on. As I said before, Hans and Molina will be with us tomorrow. A former Czechoslovakian Republic Air Force individual defected 15 years ago. Keep in mind, this frequency will change tomorrow. 9.985, that's 9.985. 9.985, listeners. Very, very important to remember that. As I keep saying over and over again, from the U.S. Code, Title 50, Chapter 23, Subchapter 4, Section 841, Findings and Declaration of Fact, Congress finds and declares that the Communist Party of the United States, although purportedly a political party, is in fact an instrumentality of a conspiracy to overthrow the government of the United States. That is, in reality, the way it is. Although they don't tell us anything about this, they don't let us know. They, meaning those in positions of prominence, those that want to understand what's really happening in our country and the world. We live a life of deception. From ChinaToday.com, another entry on AmericanExpose.com, lots of information to absorb. You understand that the fall of free China happened in 1949. Communism has grown legions and bounds since that time. We've helped, our State Department's helped to implement that direction, including keeping Chiang Kai-shek from taking back his country, as we did not send the weapons that he requested, or the functioning weapons that he requested. A lot of weapons had no firing pins in them. They weren't able to be used. I'm just absolutely amazed at how Dennis comes up with all this information. He is so busy. And ChinaToday.com, a China information base, is worthy of your time and attention. We have slave labor products made in communist China in our country today, on our shelves and our stores. Understanding this is very, very important. In the meantime, what do we have in our country? Implementation of draconian laws, Patriot Act, National ID, all under the guise of Soviet systems from the past. And I keep reiterating from Dennis Reamer, director of Oklahoma City's Memorial Institute for the Prevention of Terrorism. He's a terrorism expert. He's not taking sides, but he wants to let everybody know that he said he's not troubled by the Patriot Act, only by the lack of understanding about it. And I've said this before. Quote, all I want to do is make sure the American people understand what's happening to them, that we don't wake up 10 years from now and say, gee, how did we get here? How did we lose all these rights and liberties, end quote. Regarding the Patriot Act, regarding Homeland Security, which was a setup to begin with. So according to CNN.com, the Shanghai, China, from the Associated Press, the men were an elite force of soldiers from the Chinese People's Liberation Army deployed on a mission to undermine our arch-rival Taiwan. They didn't come armed with missiles or tanks. Their weapon was water. The 20 troops from the PLA Water Supply Regiment were being dispatched to Liberia. In return, the West African nation was cutting domestic ties with Taiwan. An illustration of how China's PLA is becoming an increasingly sophisticated tool of foreign policy. The military and relations with Taiwan will be on the mend if China's communist leaders, as they meet during the annual legislative session, the National People's Congress, which convened Friday. The military budget is to be announced Saturday, and further increases are expected. Quote, we will energetically carry forward military reforms with Chinese characteristics and work hard to modernize national defense and armed forces to a higher stage of development, end quote, Premier Wen Jiabao said in the opening session. Also in the works is development of, quote, new and high technology weaponry and equipment, end quote, and the training of, quote, a new type of highly competent military personnel, end quote, according to the government's Xinhua news agency. Taiwan's March 20th presidential election has refocused attention on China's goal of unifying with the island it claims is its territory and has threatened to use force to take. Beijing must decide how deeply to try to sway voters without further alienating public sentiment in Taiwan. Military delegates to the NPC, a powerful lobby, expect adherence to dogma on Taiwan, as well as a vigorous defense of China's international economic and military security. There's much more to this information, but you get the picture. We are in the middle of directions to be changed in the very, very near future. Communist China, financed by the Federal Reserve banking system, through the Soviet system. That would be the logical situation with your analysis when you do your research. Here we see from CNN.com, missile test heightens tension. North Korea apparently test fired a missile into the Sea of Japan on May 1st, raising new concerns about Pyongyang's nuclear intentions just days after a U.S. intelligence official said the secret of Stalinist state had the ability to arm a missile with a nuclear warhead. Well, what else is new, listeners? This is just the way it goes. This is absolutely a sad commentary to have after all these years. You have the United Nations Command in North and South Korea. I'm sorry, the United Nations Command in South Korea at the border of North Korea. It's been the United Nations Command from the start. And that is the serious situation that we have. There's an article by the Associated Press dealing with Condoleezza Rice stating that Bolton needs to be affirmed as ambassador to the United Nations. Condoleezza Rice is most definitely been trained by Russia to a certain extent. Condoleezza Rice is a closet communist, according to Hansa Molina. So as you connect these dots, as you do your research, as you realize what's going on, you question and ask further questions down the road. Condoleezza Rice, Secretary of State, the new Secretary of State. In the meantime, out of the United Nations, a Zionist group Thursday warned the United States against weaponizing space, saying the move would prohibitively expensive, and it set off a new arms race. The Union of Concerned Scientists, a watchdog group that opposes weapons in space, said the United Nations should consider drafting a treaty that would prohibit interfering with unarmed satellites, taking away any justification for putting weapons in space to protect them. As things turn and move and maneuver themselves, we continue to be directed into accepting democracy for what it is: slavery. The perfect slave believes he is free, listeners, and that is the case. The IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, is not a U.S. government agency. It is an agency of the International Monetary Fund. Keep in mind, this comes from Senate Report 94-1148, page 5967. Reorganization Plan 26, Public Law 102-391. The IRS is not a U.S. government agency, but is an agency of the IMF. The IMF is an agency of the United Nations. The United States has not had a treasury since 1921. U.S. Treasury is now the IMF. Go to 22 U.S. Code, Section 285 to Section 288. U.S. Treasury is now the IMF. Go to Title 22 of the U.S. Code, Section 285 to 288. And this is the problem. The United States does not have any employees because there is no longer a United States. No more reorganizations. And after over 200 years of operating under bankruptcy, it's finally over. Executive Order 12803. Infrastructure privatization, people. Infrastructure privatization, Executive Order 12803. These are the things that you need to research, listeners. These are directions that are being implemented at us today. And as I started out the broadcast tonight, regarding Memorial Day, they're never forgotten. President Bush salutes sacrifice. President Bush vowed that the nation will honor its dead by striving for peace and democracy. Striving for peace and democracy. Peace and democracy. Democracy, it's a vile form of government. It functions 100% on fraud and deceit, according to Lindsay Williams. We'll be on 9.985 tomorrow at this time slot on WWCR 9.985. Support Melody Cedarstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Trading. It's your responsibility. Do a package deal with Melody to support this broadcast. Call her up and say, hey, I want to support Chris. What kind of package deal can we do, Melody? 800-375-4188, 800-375-4188. Apparently, I have thunderstorms going on tonight, and I don't know whether I'll be on in 1 hour or not. I might have to shut everything down, but we'll see what it's like in an hour or so on First Amendment Radio. Salute First Amendment Radio with your prayers, listeners, as they are doing the best they can to get the information to you. Good evening for now. Hopefully I'll talk to you in 1 hour. Chris Gerner signing off.